I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 6th. One person has died and another is being treated for life-threatening injuries after a shooting at a 4th of July pool party in Randolph. 29-year-old Ivanildo Cabral of Worcester was killed in the shooting. The second shooting victim is hospitalized with serious injuries. Police Chief Anthony Morag said officers responded to the Mojito Country Club, a Latin-themed entertainment complex, on a report of a shooting Monday night about 8 p.m. Social media posts by the club indicate the venue was hosting a 4th of July pool party, which was open to both adults and children. The DA's office said the shooting took place in the parking area opposite the front door. According to DA Mike Morrissey, it's believed the victims exited the club at roughly the same time as other men, just prior to 8 p.m., and words were exchanged. Multiple shots were fired. Morag says there's no active threat to the community. No arrests have been made, and there is no word on any potential suspects. Police officers from Avon, Braintree, Holbrook, Milton, Stoughton, and Weymouth, along with the state police, all responded to that scene. A 50-year-old man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for the murder of his former girlfriend. Michelle Clark was 33 when she was murdered in her Weymouth home 5 years ago. Cornell Bell was found guilty of murder in the first degree after he ambushed and stabbed Clark 15 times, according to the Norfolk DA's office. Jury deliberations began last Wednesday. The verdict was reached on Friday. After stabbing her to death, Bell fled to Cape Cod and eventually Florida. According to the DA, the defense conceded that Bell killed Clark, but argued that there was no premeditation. Clark had a 6-year-old at the time of her death. The father of her child said that he was on the phone with her when she was attacked. He said he hung up and called 911. Two people are safe after they were thrown from a boat into the ocean off of Marshfield, leaving the boat spinning in the water until crews were able to shut it down. Marshfield Harbor Master Michael DeMeo said the two people, both in their 20s, somehow fell off the boat. Two fishermen were able to rescue the people as the boat spun out of control. Video taken by DeMeo shows the boat circling in the water at a high rate of speed. A sea tow crew threw a line at the motor, which was able to tangle up the propeller and slow the boat down. A federal law that went into effect about 2 years ago states that operators on smaller boats, like the 24-foot vessel involved in this incident, need to have tethers on them that are attached to the boat's kill switch. DeMeo said what exactly caused the two people to fall off the boat is still under investigation. Investigators have ruled out alcohol-related causes, as well as the boat hitting a rock. New cars on the red and orange lines are back in service. The MBTA says the cars had been pulled after an out-of-service car had a battery failure at the Wellington Yard on June 20th. All of the cars were removed from service as engineers worked to identify the cause of the problem. CRRC, the car's maker, and the T have worked collaboratively with both the battery and battery charging system manufacturers to determine the root cause and appropriate corrective actions. The cause of the problem has been identified as an out-of-range battery temperature reading, which caused the battery to overcharge for an extended duration and fail. T says they've changed the design to increase airflow and modified the temperature sensing circuitry as a solution. National Grid is continuing work on the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. This week, crews will be excavating along Newport Avenue between West Squantum Street and Holbrook Road. In addition, work will be underway between Holbrook Road and Wilson Avenue. Motorists can expect delays around the work zone. National Grid is in the process of replacing two 50-year-old underground power cables that run under Newport Avenue, Furnacebrook Parkway, and the Southern Artery to the Field Street substation. The project will take at least a year and a half to complete. Gas prices in Massachusetts continued to drop yesterday, falling to $4.85 a gallon, according to AAA, down 20 cents from the record high of $5.05 set back on June 12th. The average a week ago was $4.92, but a year ago at this time, gas prices averaged $3 a gallon in Massachusetts. Nationally, the average yesterday fell to $4.80 a gallon, down 22 cents from the record high of $5.02 set on June 14th. California still has the highest prices at $6.24 a gallon. Diesel prices in Massachusetts also continue to drop. The average for a gallon was $6.02 yesterday, down 39 cents from the record high of $6.41 set on May 18th. 10 sea turtles rescued from cold waters last year have now been returned to the deep. The New England Aquarium says the marine reptiles were released on Cape Cod last week. The 10 turtles were found on New England beaches in November and December after almost perishing in frigid conditions. The released animals include 5 loggerheads, 3 green sea turtles, and 2 Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, a critically endangered species. Some of the turtles were outfitted with tracking devices to allow researchers to study their behavior to aid in further conservation efforts. After their rescue, the turtles were cared for at the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. In addition to hypothermia, some of the turtles were suffering from pneumonia and even some broken bones. Sea turtles get cold, stunned, and lethargic when water chills quickly, and they can't get to warmer waters. The cold alone can kill them, can also lead to serious illnesses. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 129, NASDAQ rose 194, S&P is up 6. Asian shares mostly lower after tepid trading on Wall Street and worries about a global recession. The dollar is down, the euro fell, oil is just under $100 a barrel. Sports: Rays beat the Red Sox 8-4. They'll play again at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers, rather humid with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 80. Scattered storms, Friday, high of 83. Partly cloudy and 80 on Saturday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. The wind out of the west, 10 to 15 knots, becoming northwest and gusting to 20 later on. Next high tide, 5:32 p.m. Sunrise at 5:14, set at 8:22. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day this week due to the 4th of July holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 6th.